Hello, thank you for being back. How are you?
I'm great. I'm so happy to see you. I know, we're really catching up.
Do I look different?
You look amazing.
Do I look like I'm kind of like am in like kind of like Charlize Theron in Young Adult because I'm like wearing an oversized shirt?
I do like the oversized t-shirt look.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, it's nice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I wore pants because in the reels, I was kind of like a little exposed. I was like, we'll do anything for views.
So listen, we are just trying to get people to watch.
So it's like, it's really all out
there. If you are feeling like you need to check something out, check out the reels.
Yeah.
And you know, while you're there, if you're at least, if you're going to have a peek, share it. Come on.
Have a peek, share it. One day it'll be behind a paywall.
Today's not that day.
Put it into your, I know the group chats. I know the telegrams.
Yeah.
The telegrams where you share people's nudes.
Oh, is that like one of those sites?
Yeah, gay people are relentless. Like, they're relentless. It's not just like you're protecting.
It's like whack-a-mole. If you get one of them down, they're going to find another.
Because you think that you're protecting your nudes. Like, you have control over your nudes. And it's like, whatever. And it's like,
in
no,
the digital era?
They are actively trying to take them from you. They're trying. They're vultures. These gay guys are vultures.
Yeah, they want those nudes. Somebody messaged me asking and then said that they're a fan of the pod. So if you're listening.
And that person called me a stud.
The answer is
well.
No, but we appreciate the support and that you think we're studs.
But the answer is like, you go first. You say the number first.
Yes. If it's around $90,000, we'll talk.
For $90,000, we'll share shirtless photos.
Yeah, I would go that far.
Yeah.
I'd do feet too for $90K.
You know I have a feet thing.
For $90,000?
What's the opposite of a fetish? Shame.
Phobia?
I have feet phobia. I don't understand feet. My socks are never coming off.
Okay. He'll do sock photos and I'll do
sock photos.
And I'll do full feet for $90K.
Oh my God. Damn, that's vulnerable. But yeah, we'll do
it. For $90,000?
Oh no, for $90,000 I go full dick. Are you kidding me? For $90,000?
All right, if the right listener's out there, you show us the money.
Yeah, I was just kidding. No, we're totally like, we're bending over for $90,000. Sorry. I'm so sorry.
The second we got on the couch,
my dad on his way to Catholic school.
Literally,
to
he's driving to teach the children how to read Moby Dick or something.
Something like that. So anyway, ultimately, how are you? I haven't seen you in such a long time,
but
you don't think we're growing apart, which I guess is good.
No, I've just been out of town.
I know.
I was
I think I have anxious attachment style.
Where's that book? Attached? It's up there somewhere.
I for sure have anxious attachment.
Well, I also, if I can do anything to make you feel less like we're drifting apart, I would be happy to do that.
Well, but here's the thing, because I was thinking so much about this on the street the other day, and I was like, but like that, it will come and go. We'll ebb and we'll flow. You know what I mean?
The amount of time we see each other and spend with each other.
Yeah, like
yeah,
the things
definitely.
We work on that we don't work on. We're not writing anything right now.
Well, we're in various stages of production on things.
If you give us a dollar, we'll write one thing. Literally, like what's going on?
Literally. Well, yeah, we just haven't been, and we've been out of the podcast studio.
And people keep making fun of how everyone has a podcast. And it's like, yeah, that's because there's no one's supporting young artists.
Yeah.
And giving them development money.
Exactly.
Burn it all
this
down.
This is a call to action, anybody listening.
Where's Dua Lipa? Where's Dua Lipa at?
Jua.
Doing?
Jua.
There is this man named Joshua in class today, and I wanted
Joshua.
To be like, Joshua, one of my favorite episodes of Friends, although I was Googling worst episodes of Friends because I was curious, and someone put it on the list of the worst 10. I'm like, that's my favorite
what?
Episode.
What? Joshua.
They said Rachel comes off immature, and it's like, yeah, on the 1994 sitcom Friends, okay. Like, she probably does. I think she's so funny in that
people
episode.
Okay, this actually gets me into a boys club for today, even though I know when we do Just Us, we don't really do boys clubs that much anymore, but because we're just catching up. But, okay. This actually brings in a lot of things we've talked about. So before I was coming here, speaking of everybody has a podcast, I was listening to the Severance podcast because it was the season finale last night. No spoilers. But there, if anybody doesn't know the premise of Severance, and to catch you up since you don't really watch, the premise of the show is that they can cut their consciousness in half, basically. Mm. So there's an innie version of them, which is the version at work. That is the severed part of them. And then there's the outie version of them, which is like their regular normal life up until the point that they severed themselves, right? So they have like this like kind of split consciousness. And so there's some interesting things being done by the show where an innie has a crush on one character and the outie has a relationship with another character. So there's these weird like, and now that things are coming to a head, they're kind of crossing each other in these really interesting ways that...
And the people they have a crush on exist in both worlds?
Yes, in different capacities.
Oh my God. Like they work together but have both severed themselves.
Yes. So but then like then their outies outside. Don't know each other.
Oh.
And like their outies have different relationships with each other. It's very interesting.
Oh.
And it creates a lot of gray area and heartbreak potential and really good dramatic tension. And I feel like there's a lot of people these days, and maybe it's just the people I'm around, who are like film people, but like, but also this leads to a larger thing I think people have been talking about with like Gen Z and stuff being so puritanical at times and so like black and white. I don't understand the urge to make art so black and white and to care so much about if it's black and white. It's like the point is it for it to make you feel weird and for you to be like, oh fuck, I don't know how I feel about this.
No, for sure. This is like Amelia Rotaler's joke about how when she's on Letterboxd, it's like, this movie gets 5 stars. I got a Diet Coke and went to a theater. That's amazing.
Yeah, right.
That's all I needed from this. And then she's like, this one's 1 star. I got a weird text before. Like, that's it. Amelia, come on and tell your joke on
literally,
pod.
Literally, come tell it on pod.
I completely agree. Well, art is so, that's how, yes. I mean, I think not to make this about like group fitness, but I think it's the same about group fitness.
Yeah.
Because people will be like, oh, that's a bad class. That's a good class. And it's like, it's for you or it's not for you. And yeah. I think art's the same way. Like things aren't good or bad. It's like, are they for you or are they not for you?
Right. And also like, but also on top of that, to make something so like a moral, the desire to make such black and, I mean, that extends to art. It also extends to like the sort of moral questions that they're asking in a show like this that are really interesting. And I think something that art evokes are these questions of gray area that we're supposed to be like, oh, I've never thought of a situation like that. Like, that's kind of what philosophical questions sort of beg from us, is that we, like, play in this gray area that's difficult. And I just was, I don't know, I just get frustrated when people want to be so, there is a right way to be and a wrong way to be, especially for a fictional situation in a sci-fi.
Wait, I need to watch this because everyone's talking about it.
But, okay, I'll bring it back to the podcast in a more interesting way, because what our overlap is, on the Severance podcast, they were talking about, Tom Sandoval on Traitors.
Ben Stiller watches Traitors.
Yes, and Adam Scott.
Fast. Ben Stiller he watches something else. Real Housewives.
Yeah, apparently he's a big into the Bravoverse.
He has a lot of time. I'm stunned by that.
I appreciate where he spends his time.
Yeah.
Ben, if you want to come on the pod, we'd love to have you.
He shows that straight men can be anything.
They really can.
That's admirable. To be a straight man engaging with. That's all of that is queer culture. I feel Traitors is queer culture.
Queer culture, for sure, for sure.
That's really beautiful.
I know.
What did he like
and
on
the
Traitors?
Thought that, like, on Severance, the podcast, that they would ever bring up Tom Sandoval's name was just so crazy to me.
Yeah.
Well, they were talking about if they'd be good at being traitors or not, or, like, which characters from their show would be good at it.
I would be bad at being both.
I would be bad at being both, too.
I don't want to be on that show.
I'm never good. I'm not good at mafia.
Well, what's funny for those... Yeah, of course, absolutely not. Oh, you're not good at lying to everyone? At being a liar? That's incredible. Why would you want to be that?
I know. Thank you.
And then being faithful would be worse, because you'd be like... It's kind of like when you're walking through the airport and you're like, I'm not being weird, am I? Like, I'm not trying to be... It looks like I'm being weird, I'm not.
Am I looking suspicious? I'm not suspicious.
I swear I'm not. And yeah, I know.
Yeah.
That's really tough. I feel like... That would be just like my nightmare is being on Traitors. Survivor would be too, because I'd be so anxious the whole time.
I know. I think if I was going to be on a game show, would you want to be on a physical or a mental game show?
Okay, so like The Amazing Race, I think would be really stressful because there's just like, you never get a moment of respite.
Well, the craziest thing about The Amazing Race is it's like, if you're on Traitors, it's like, oh, we didn't get $2,000 in the prize pot. If you're God bless, why did that just blank out of my head? Jesus Christ, I'm having a
traitor. Wait, Survivor.
No, the other one. Amazing Race. I just had a full conniption, sorry. If you're on Amazing Race, it's like, oh no, we're in Saudi Arabia now.
Oh my God. I did not think it was headed to that. They go there. You can't be gay there.
No, but I'm saying like, no, you know, we've talked about this before, how like if you fuck up on The Amazing Race, it's like you went on the wrong plane.
No, totally.
You went to the wrong country.
Here's the thing. It's so beautiful because on The Amazing Race, they're also competing for like $1 million or something.
Yeah.
Like Dolores, like on Traitors, they're competing to show their loved ones at home that they can do more than be a housewife.
Exactly.
They're like, no, I can win this producer intervention reality show where we live in a fake castle. And like, congratulations.
On Alan Cumming's Scottish lands. Also, the fact that she was like to the bitter end playing a completely different game. To the bitter end, she was like, I couldn't be a traitor because that's not how I was raised. And it's like, that actually has nothing to do with who got selected.
It's so funny because it's so random, but you know when those people get off the plane, their families are like, we're so proud of you. And it's like, for the moment, suddenly I'm on the side of veterans. We come back to veterans. We're proud of veterans. Like, come on. Like, that just is crazy.
No, it is. It really is. She was an all-time player in that she did not know what she was doing.
It makes
to
me
the bitter end, she did not know what she was doing.
I can't watch Real Housewives of New Jersey, but I want to watch a YouTube compilation.
Of Dolores. Yeah,
of
me too.
Just Dolores.
I also forgot about Dorinda. And I thought her thing at the reunion was so crazy.
I know.
Or just trying to like bring up that Bob said something like shady. It's like, it's TV, girl.
To like someone in the news one time. And it's like, you got to stop Googling yourself. Like I do, and nothing ever comes up. But like, you've got to stop.
There's, you know, nothing good will come of such things.
No, really. Nothing. Yeah. And to look up your name in Reddit, worse.
Worse, 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 worse. Also, I feel like if you're on a game show like that, like people are going to have so much, we've talked about this before, people are going to have so many opinions on like your strategy, and they're going to feel so entitled to like talking about you in a way that's like, oh, you were being dumb, you know?
I know. Well, there was this guy on Survivor that actually, spoiler alert, just got voted off, and now I don't know if I want to watch anymore because I really liked him. He was the gay one, and people on Twitter were like being mean about him, and they're like, he's conniving and dramatic, he's drama, and I'm like, that's some. I feel like that is just homophobic. I know it's not,
yeah,
but like I feel like this person on Twitter probably is homophobic.
Yeah, probably.
Like,
that's
yeah,
kinda
actually,
all who's
yes.
left. That's kind of all who's left on Twitter.
I feel like it's homophobic. I'm like in a cast of like 18 straight people or 17 straight people and like one gay guy. I'm like that. I know all the girls are bi, but like that's homophobic.
I know. I mean, gay men are having such a whiplash right now because there are some people that are so homophobic, and also they are so out of hand sometimes. You know
Someone
what I mean?
Commented on my reel, a gay guy,
of course,
and was like, how come the one that's like about me playing house as a, you know, a child. And he was like, how come feminine gay guys, when someone says that's so gay, they can't just be like, yeah, and isn't that amazing or something. And I was like, because one, this is a joke. And two, in this joke, I'm a child. So
5-year-old you going, that's amazing. Wait, also, I'm just confused about, like, also, why does it have to be, also, why saying feminine gay guys, like, what does that mean?
I know, who brought that up?
I know, what does that have to do with anything?
I didn't bring that into the chat.
I know, it's like, you should say back, and why do ugly gay guys do the blah, 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 you know what I mean?
Why are
it's
ugly
like,
gay guys commenting on my reel right now? I don't know. I never respond to like any. I can't speak about comments. To you, that would be crazy.
No, but I mean, we all deal with it.
I deal with it less.
But also, I deal with it less than somebody else.
Like,
so we're
actually,
all
the people who are mean to gay guys are gay guys. Like, I feel like I've never had an actual hater. I've never had a Westboro in my
Baptist,
comments.
I know.
They're fine.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like there's all this like homophobia out there, and somehow like some gay guys are kind of getting overlooked in that. Yeah. In a weird way, but also there's so much amongst each other. There's like a lot of inner hate happening on the internet too.
I think it's really
weird.
Interesting.
It like really depends. Like, I guess this goes for anybody, so it's not just gay guys. But like to look at them specifically, there's such like whiplash from platform to platform.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Like
or I guess section. Of the internet,
like I was looking up Zorin. I'm really into Zorin now, and I.
Oh yeah.
Don't ask me any questions about it. I won't know.
I
the answer.
Never would.
But I was like into
this
it.
This is not a podcast about facts. We made that very clear. If you we want any political facts. Information, you're gonna have to turn somewhere else. This is not what we provide.
I'm really into Zorin, though. I did sign a paper for another lady to be on the ballot. Someone asked me to, and I was like, okay, but like, I don't.
Oh, no. Oh, so, no.
Now, I saw, but I gave money to Zorin.
Okay.
And that's what matters. Yeah, like, yeah, my yeah. signature with my fake address. What's yeah. that going to do? Okay.
It's
so,
not even verifiable.
It's weird. Someone had,
no.
No. That's so I'm out psychotic. Here trying to do the work. I'm wow. out here trying to do work on my comedy. It's, yeah. It was really crazy.
That's too much. What venue?
Pine Box Rock Shop.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So. But then I was like, he gets so much love on Instagram, but then I would mm-hmm. like looked up his Facebook because I was like, I wonder what his Facebook is like. And I have time, I guess. And then awful, awful.
Yeah.
Facebook is the worst place in
it's
America.
It's an absolute rotting hellscape.
We've got to get out of there. I almost got involved. Like, because he doesn't even get involved.
Yeah.
Like, it's just people saying crazy shit
no,
to him.
Crazy, crazy,
whereas
crazy
Instagram
stuff.
Feels totally the opposite, no. at least in that, like, in
it's
that,
totally, I don't really know what the Facebook like algorithm is at all, because I started recently, I made a Facebook page recently, like I have a personal page, but I also just made a, so go follow Nico Carmi Comedy on Facebook.
Subscribe
to my Facebook, because I have 15 followers at the moment, so,
and it could be 16, you could actually
you could be the 16th, 17th, or 18th.
Like when Zorin had 10,239 donators, it would have been 38 without me.
Exactly.
Exactly. I really did. I felt that my tangible change.
You see how that works? Yeah. Okay. So get in there. Especially when the numbers are low, you can make a big impact.
And
on
because
the pie.
Of you, we could be collecting $92,999 if
exactly.
you gave us $1.
Exactly. Exactly. So anyway, on the Facebook thing, I don't know who these people are or what they're like. I'm like, are all of these people completely rotting through the head?
And like, it's like,
where
Facebook
are they?
Is about human connection. What's so crazy about that? What? Why are all those people crazy? It's like, this is supposed to be about...
Because it really got butchered. You must remember that Facebook started as an app to date to rate women.
Oh my God.
You didn't know this?
No, you're telling me 25 years into my life. Are you kidding me?
25 years in your life.
I find out that, really?
Yes. Mark Zuckerberg started it as like a way to like rank girls at Harvard hot, like hotness wise.
He's gross.
No, he's the worst.
That's crazy.
No,
it's, obviously a hot man didn't design something like that. Not course. That a hot man and would not be capable of
that. You know, actually, not to plug 2012's The Social Network, but that's a great movie.
And Jesse Eisenberg is a good man. I saw a nice video with him. He's a good man.
And it seems like Aaron Sorkin's a cool guy too. So who wrote it?
There's some video of Jesse Eisenberg being like, you know, Mark Zuckerberg, he's a real bad guy. Like he's like, did you see that video?
I don't know if I've seen that one, but I watched this video with Aaron Sorkin the other day, who's the guy who wrote The Social Network. Mm. He also wrote Jobs. And he wasn't talking so much about Zuckerberg, but he was talking about Jobs. And he was like, I mean, I did so much research on that guy, and I spent a lot of time with that character, and you got to ask yourself, like, for a complicated character, like, they're making their case to God as why they should be let into heaven. Like, that's how you have to care about this character.
Oh.
And he was like, and I just didn't see anything redeemable about that man. I did not understand it.
That's so interesting.
About Steve Jobs, yeah. And I was like, good for you.
Live your life like Aaron Sorkin's going to get involved. That's how we have to live our lives.
Yeah, yeah.
Aaron Sorkin was like, well, he was really anxious. He was bad, but he was anxious.
He didn't want to take his socks off.
He was embarrassed. I do have weird toes. Like, my grandmom's toe broke, and we have the same toes. Like, your toes don't just break if you have normal toes. Like, that's a weird toe.
Sure, yeah,
it's
yeah,
like
yeah.
a curl to it.
Yeah. What was I going to ask you about? What else you been up to? What else going on?
Well, you know, just hanging out. I've been really, like, running a lot and, like, doing a lot of things.
You've been running?
Really? No. I ran one time 3.31 miles. Didn't like it. Walked home. Haven't run since.
Good.
I ran.
That's good.
Last week on Monday.
And, okay.
And for that morning, I was like, I'm really excited about this.
For that morning, then, I was free.
Literally, I was like, in Prospect Park, I saw Sophia Manfredi run by, gorgeous.
Love her.
We got to get her on this podcast.
I know, we got to get her back.
She's amazing.
She was on one of our original reels. Go back to the archives, find one of the original reels where there's nothing but a picture of us. She was like one of the first ones where we didn't know how many continents
there
were.
She's kind. We need to bring back kind.
Yeah.
Sophia, get back here.
Yeah.
She was just running. And here's the thing, Prospect Park, you never know where your off ramp is. And then you're like, I don't want to get stuck here. So I kind of just like left randomly and walked home far longer. It took me like an hour to walk home.
Oh, I believe it.
But I was just done moving my body in a stressful way.
Yeah.
I don't want to run ever again. My foot literally hurt from that.
I mean, you at one point you were in two boots, so I was getting nervous.
Yeah.
I was getting
it's
nervous.
It's like 0 to 100 really fast.
Yeah.
I just like don't want to run at all.
My hips are fucked up.
From soccer.
I think so.
I didn't ruin my childhood, my knees in my childhood.
I know,
see,
I love
say
my
that.
Hips in my childhood.
I always think in my childhood should get a laugh,
thank
but
you.
Like, no offense, it doesn't.
It doesn't. It never does. No, listen, here's the thing.
I keep saying
and
it.
I've never changed it.
You know, you have to, yeah.
I've had to really start, I feel like I do, it's like, you know, when you just like say the same thing all the time for a joke and it never gets a reaction, never gets a laugh, whatever, and you just like haven't gotten around to changing it. And it's like one time you change it and it fixes it and you're like, why did I wait so long to change
but
that?
But I find that
it
to
hasn't
be a mentally pleasing subvert. I don't. Well, that's not the joke. Like, I don't even think that's intended to get a laugh, but I think it's funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's like a mentally pleasing subversion.
Thank you.
My knees in my childhood.
Thank you. It's a zoogma.
What is that? Z-O-O-G-M-A.
It's when you do the same, it's when you use the same verb to describe two different things, but one is a literal meaning and the other is a metaphorical meaning. So I didn't ruin my knees and my childhood to not take credit for that. Sorry for an English lesson on
I
the
totally
pod today.
Have a processing disorder. In the middle of that sentence, I was like, pay attention. What
you mean. You taught English.
Yeah, and that's why we have educational inequity. That's the problem. Wait, I went on, not a date, but with someone that graduated. That was, here's the thing. I forgot I can't date. It's way too young, obviously. Here's the thing. Yeah, graduated high school in 2017. What was I doing in 2017?
Teaching high school.
Teaching high school. I was teaching high school.
Okay. But
I was too young, for sure.
Well, yeah.
But I was teaching high school.
But you also
crying in my car.
I know.
Going, canceling office hours to go to SoulCycle Teacher Appreciation Week in the suburbs. Because that's the only SoulCycle that had the Appreciation Week. We had SoulCycle in the city, but I wasn't paid enough to go to that one.
They don't appreciate the teachers there. That's so funny. Teacher Appreciation Week.
Yeah.
When is that?
It was 1 week where teachers could ride at SoulCycle for free.
Wow. And get addicted.
Yeah.
And then I have to pay.
Exactly. And be like, I am a warrior. I am of the tribe. There used to be a sign
meanwhile,
that said.
Meanwhile, everybody's flunking.
No, I know.
Nobody can read Moby Dick.
No one has office hours. The office hours are canceled. I know. They would be like, Mr. Agenda, why don't you stay after school? I have to go.
I
like,
have Pilates.
I have a life to lead. That was like so awful.
You're giving Ava from Abbott Elementary.
I know. Honestly, yeah.
Wait. You know what I watched? What we watched right before we put on Severance last night was Parks and Rec.
What season?
Has some classics. I can't remember, but do you remember the episode where they go to the ice rink? And they don't get enough red carpet, so they can't go all the way out.
Kind of. I can see it.
Get on your feet. Get up and make it happen. We need to bring that back. It's so funny.
Amy Poehler's the best thing that's ever happened to... You're on a dais, ever. Amy. You're on a
you're
dais,
on a
dais.
Oh, my God. That was so funny.
Where she flipped that person off.
I know. She has,
a
I
mean, poor man's
she's,
Tina Fey.
She's now in the podcast. I know. What the hell?
What does that even mean?
It's also rude.
That person should be in jail. We should put two people in jail. The first person we said before off pod, and then that person too.
It's crazy, because usually when you say a poor man's whatever, it's like a worse version kind of thing they usually say, but it's like they're so of the same... They came from the same things. Like, they did so many of the same stuff.
It's crazy because it's like you never have to it's say like something weird. You never have to.
Literally
like,
never.
There's no, you could always just say something like, I like your sweater. You could always say, I like your sweater.
You could even say.
Because I think gay guys are like that.
Yeah.
They're like, oh my God, you're wearing a belt. Okay. Should I just go kill myself?
Wait, there was a gay guy on the train today. Well, so let me start. We're all over the place today, whatever. Anyway, there was a guy on the train today having a bit of a. He was preaching to us in a way that was unsolicited, I would say. But he had a lot on his mind, a lot to say about the standings of the world and whatnot. And this gay guy, gets up and is like, I do not have time for this today, and like storms out of the car. Yes. I'm like, there's a child across from me. She doesn't have time for that today. Like, what are you talking about? None of us have time for that. We all have to take the fucking train.
How wasn't that the first thing? See, but that's so New York that wasn't even the first thing you said to me when you saw me. Because, like, things like that are always happening. You're just like, oh, no.
No,
like,
right before I got here, I spent 15 minutes listening to this man preach about God knows what. I heard him say LGBTQ, and I, like, perked up. I was like, all right, time to pause and listen in. Time to really listen in.
Wait, so... That's so funny. That gay guy, like my age or older, because I'm the youngest gay guy you can be.
You're chronically the youngest gay guy you can be. He was probably around our age, a little older, maybe.
I do not have time for this today.
And I'm like, none of us have time for this.
So
today.
Was he upset about the LGBTQ?
No, it was before that. It was before he
like,
even
just
got
you
here.
Wait, Tanner. It's gonna get worse. It is interesting because, like, in New York, that's like, are you always responding this way to strange
also,
stimulus?
Also, sir, we're all on the subway at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Friday. Like,
yeah, but like, I think you do have
the work day's done.
Yeah,
shut up.
This is like that one time when on the next train car there was like a huge fight going on, and then this girl next to me, people started running away, and this girl was like, "Okay, you're running," and I was like. I'm not. I was like, yeah, I don't care at all. I'm totally unfazed by this fight that's happening. I'm chill.
Yeah, I don't care at all. You start to shuffle away.
Because then there's some American hero that says, can you all go fight on the platform? We're trying to go home.
Yeah.
And I was like, you deserve an Emmy, Nobel, whatever.
I really trust when I see like a woman or like a clear, like somebody who like is clearly lived here a long time, like really like step in and do that. Be like, can you like, guys get the fuck out of here?
You can go kill each other. Please do it on the platform. Yeah. Goodbye. Goodbye.
The trains need to run officially. It's 5:30. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, that's what I like. God bless. Like, I mean, how many times are people going to get on the tracks before they fucking put a barrier up? I don't understand. Kathy Hochul, what are you doing?
I think it's like, well, oh my God. Okay. My boys club is, I was reading about this neighborhood in Tempe, Arizona, where they don't have cars, and there's going to be another one in Atlanta, and it's really beautiful, and it's like a carless pilot neighborhood, which is giving Don't Worry Darling a little bit.
Pilot neighborhood makes me nervous.
Totally.
I am open to the idea of walkable communities and accessibility.
Yes, and it is walkable. You can walk to like a Best Buy, Big Whoop. I don't know. Just like, do they have Amazon? Sorry.
There's something really funny about the walkable community taking you to a Best Buy, because it's like kind of like, okay. And then also the fact that you want to use Amazon there. It's like, okay.
Best Buy is like the last place we would ever need to go.
No, it's like a grocery store. Like,
take us anywhere
park.
But Best Buy.
It's like, what? It seems antithetical to the walkable sort
Aren't
of new
so
age community.
Aren't you so glad that we'll never have to go to another Best Buy?
I mean, yeah.
I am like so excited to not ever go to a Best Buy.
What do you have against them?
Everything's too much money.
No, for sure.
And at the Genius Bar, it's so stressful because you're like, can you see my porn on here? It's like, just like, I don't want to go to, or whatever it's called, the Smart Guy Bar.
Yeah.
The Nerd Herd. What's it called? What's that called?
Part of the Nerd Herd.
Isn't there a name for those guys?
Well, there's the Genius Bar at Apple. And then Geek Squad at Radio
Shack. The Geek Squad. Yeah, the Geek Squad. That's Radio Shack?
Well, I think Geek Squad's at Best Buy, but I think Geek Squad's like its own thing.
I don't like that.
It's kind of like when there's like a Starbucks in the Target. I think that's when the Geek Squad's in the Best Buy.
When there's a Pizza Hut, Taco Bell Express. That's where how I learned what E. coli was. Because when I was a kid, the Taco Bell at Target got E. coli, and I was like, can we do the Pizza Hut, though? And
We
could.
Yeah, yeah. There's no ground beef there.
When I was a kid, that was a big thing for us, was going to Pizza Hut.
We had a Starbucks in ours. Also, fuck Starbucks.
Fuck Starbucks. And
their coffee's bad.
And your eating disorder Frappuccino that I used to have when I was 19. I don't know where I'm looking. Yeah. When I was 17 with 190 calories. That was disgusting. And you were an enabler.
You're an enabler.
Also, fuck you for putting away the equal packets during COVID. That's why I don't go anymore. Because I was like, if I can't, I'm not going to be like, oh, because now you have to ask for equal and you have to tell them how much.
12? Can I get 16 equal packets? 12 for now, 4 for the road.
Can I get like a 7 and then like 5 to put it when you're not looking?
That's like when I go to the laundromat and I only have a 20 and I'm like, well, I might as well get all my quarters now. So I'm like, can you give me $20 in quarters? And I have a big plastic bag of like 5 pounds.
Do they get
quarters.
Mad at you?
No, they don't care, but
this is the system. I feel
awkward asking for $20
no,
in quarters.
No, it feels crazy. I know everyone.
It's like why it's embarrassing if you ever pay with $100 bill. Rich people problems. I know that's like so unrelatable, but I sometimes get paid in cash.
Oh, really? From your job? Oh, from comedy.
We both do. Obviously. And so I've been given a $100 bill before, and it's always awkward to be at the bodega being like, can I get a seltzer with $100, please?
And then they think you're either just like a drug dealer or
right.
some sort of
right.
something in cash. Actually, my favorite hairdresser only takes cash tips, and part of me wants to be like, are you walking home, though? Like, you don't want to be walking with cash all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. One but of my cash biggest, is king.
My younger brother.
Especially in New York.
When he was in high school, he worked at this like pizza shop. And he got this like bonus at the end. I don't know if the story will work, but I'm already in it. And he got this like bonus at the end of the summer, and it wasn't what he thought it was going to be. So he was like, I'm going to go talk to them. And then I was like really stressed out. And I was like, don't go. Like, this is so bad. Like, you're going to go have a fight with a pizza place. Like, this is so giving Gun. This is giving West Side Story. And everyone was like, Connor, shut the fuck up. Everyone got so mad at me, was so mean to me. And it's like, why are you just like sending this child out to have a fight with the local pizzeria owner? Like, I think this is insane. He's going to ride his bike there. Like, this is terrifying. And I still think that I was right, and that like sometimes people get annoyed at me for being so careful.
Okay, so you're nervous. It's actually quite interesting. Nathan at this young age has the guile, the guts
to be like, you didn't give me my bonus
to go talk to a business owner about this. And you're nervous that he's going to get shot.
I think it was raining too, and I was like, "This is giving gun. This is doesn't it sound just like it sounds like a gun."
It was a dark and stormy night.
It feels that way. It really felt that way. I was like, I just have a feeling that this is the last time we're going to see him. And
okay,
we need to be careful.
You didn't have a license at this point. You couldn't drive him down there.
I'm sure I did have a license. I guess he was in college.
Okay,
and I was probably. I had to be 24.
Did he get the money back?
Yeah, they gave him more money. So
good.
Actually got
so
what
it
he
actually
wanted.
Worked out. Yeah.
It totally worked out. Are you guys glad that we told this story? Or not?
Is this good podcasting? This is what you guys come for, right? I feel like I had some other theory about gay people I wanted to get into.
Please.
I can't remember. Oh my God. I saw a hilarious headline. I don't know if it was real or not. That's the state of the world we're in. But it says Lucy Dacus is dating the little one because she and Julian Baker are together now.
Wait, so do you think that's why Boy Genius broke up?
I don't think they broke up.
They didn't?
They just do like stuff together, but they all do stuff individually as well.
Okay, here's the thing. When Boy Genius, they went on a hiatus, and I think that every news article should have been like, also, they do stuff individually, but also together. So like, just to be, because all the news stories were like, they're broken up.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, maybe I'm missing something, but I thought they just like kind
of. But it
like,
might have been a hiatus. You're correct.
Because they did their first EP that had like Me and My Dog and those other great songs.
Yes.
On there. And then they...
Stay Down. Oh, no. That was the... They had one like 5 years ago.
They have a great older EP. I love their EP from like 2017 or whatever it is. And then they came back for their most recent work.
The Record.
Yeah. But between that, they all
Which
had
one won
albums.
Like a Grammy?
The Record.
Interesting.
I'm pretty sure, yeah. Because then they had like... Lucy Dacus had Night Shift and that album, and then a couple albums, I think. And
Julian Baker, who was in my top five, had just like some of the most devastating music you've ever heard.
Check in on your friends who have Julian Baker in their top five. Check in. That's a cry for help.
The darkest music that we have. People
oh
think
my God.
Phoebe's dark.
Julian's got some really cutting stuff. Not that Phoebe isn't dark too, but
no, I feel like Phoebe's music is like you're lying in bed. Julian's music is like you're going to the bridge.
Yeah,
like you're literally
yeah,
you're
yeah,
up
yeah,
and you're
yeah,
out
yeah,
and about,
yeah,
but
yeah.
you're marching.
Yeah, yeah.
And then no. Lucy's is like you're happy and you're doing well.
Yeah, Yeah.
Not all of it.
It's like got a more positive spirit about it.
Hot and Heavy is like, I think Hot and Heavy feels like a Bruce Springsteen song in a good way. Like it's very like nice 80s.
I know. I love Night Shift too. That's a great like.
Beautiful song. I love Please Stay. Do you know Please Stay?
I don't know if I do. I'll have
to. You want to be gutted later.
I will be.
Put that one on.
Yeah. When I first moved here, I used to walk around the park and listen to Phoebe Bridgers in the snow.
There's something really comfortable about like motion sickness and all of Punisher.
It's so funny when motion sickness comes on and it's like, it's so devastating, the first lines, but it's like got like kind of a, it makes like, it's a song I know. So I'm like, I hate you for what you did. And it's like, that's so devastating, but it tricks me. I didn't know Kyoto was a sad song for the longest time. I was tricked by the ballad or by the, by the notes.
Is that a Punisher?
Yeah.
That's probably the best album that was ever made.
It's up there. There's no skips for me.
Remember when she says, when you met me, you said you were bored?
Mm.
And then Gracie Abrams, sorry, trigger warning. Gracie Abrams.
yeah. Sorry, trigger. We're not going to have an opinion on her. That's the biggest boys club of all.
Everyone remember these three lyrics. She says, so Phoebe says, when you met me, you were bored. Gracie's in I Knew It, I Knew You says, I was your entertainment from a dark place. And then Taylor in All Too Well, probably the 10 minutes, says, what was I to you? Just like this, like basically this jewel that has no needs. And what I think all these women are getting at.
Translation, maybe I asked.
And then Jennifer Aniston comes in. This might be all I was talking about, Jennifer Aniston.
Thing was a masterpiece.
All these three songs are about them being radiant and interesting, and a man who's sad finds that they help a man get out of his sadness.
Yeah.
And then the man's like, oh, you're human? Get out. And I think that there should be, I think we should talk more about this.
Yes. Guys, be like that.
Guys be like that.
What did I watch recently where that was like kind of the vibe? Something.
Every Manic Pixie Dream Girl movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then here's the thing, but I think so. You know what I'm going to say? Hot take. Stop criticizing the Manic Pixie Dream Girl. I think that's actually really reflective of what's going on with these men. I think that's true. Men are like this.
Ah, yes.
People.
Oh, are you watching White Lotus?
Yes. Am I following it? No.
Are you caught up?
I know the vibes. Yes. Okay. I know who everyone is, kind of.
Maybe this is what I was thinking of. Was the guy who was like, I think I want to be... He was going over to Thailand to fuck dominated. All those girls, and he wanted to be dominated by one, and he was like, maybe I wanted to be her. It was really quite strange.
It was.
But that is kind of that Manic Pixie. That's how they are.
Yes. Yes. Here's the thing with me and White Lotus. I don't know what's happening ever. Do you feel that way?
A little bit.
I really can only, and I think every season I follow fewer people. Like the first season, I knew who everyone was.
Mm-hmm.
The second season, I never could figure out who Haley Joe was. And like, I didn't understand. I could only really understand. I knew who the couples were and like Jennifer Coolidge. And then this season, it's like, okay, if you're not in that crazy family, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Every time they go to the girls, I'm like, nothing's really happening.
I didn't care about the water guns. I was just like, I don't care about those girls.
I also like, their tension is kind of like petering out with a whimper to me. It's like not that interesting.
It's not that interesting.
Yeah.
I completely agree.
Yeah.
I didn't care about them at the old people thing. I was like, what's happening?
Yeah, I guess like their sort of journey of aging is not that exciting to me. I don't know.
Yes.
Because they're not... They're like kind of...
Oh, is that what it was? That they thought that they were called old and that's why they're...
I think... that's why they were mad about it.
That makes total sense.
But like the one woman doesn't... Who's like kind of a... Who is a Trumper, like doesn't care.
Yeah.
And then she's all like being a prude about like them having fun and keeps being like, we're old ladies. And the other one's like, no, we're not.
If I had a PhD, I think I would really like that show. Like if I could like really... What you just said made it sound really interesting. But I didn't get any of that when I watched it. Now, I have a processing disorder.
So we know that.
Mike White's not making TV for people with processing disorders.
That's going to be tough as a gay person making gay content.
That's fair. This is fair. I do like watching that crazy family. Like, I want to know what's going to happen with that.
Don't
I really
you
like
feel
the daughter.
Like, don't you feel like the North Carolina accents are so good?
Wait, I didn't know they were from North Carolina. Oh, Duke, that makes sense.
Duke UNC.
Does he work at Duke?
No, he went to Duke.
Obviously not. No one who works at Duke is whatever he
is
going
to White Lotus. Yeah.
Is going to White Lotus. Is getting fraud problems.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
I know. We don't quite know what's happening there yet.
Oh, Saxon.
Popper.
I guess it is North Carolina. You're
Popper.
Right. I don't mean that.
Popper.
I mean, like, I'm trying to think how people, let me talk about like the dean. We know Plantation is a house, but it is off of our campus, so it's not in our jurisdiction. Are you drunk in the middle of the day? Yes, Dean, I am.
You were drunk when you talked to her?
I drank like the whole year.
Yeah, for sure.
I would, yeah.
That's okay though.
Did you ever see the video I made when I was a sophomore talking about Miley Cyrus?
No.
Oh my God. Well, the kids I taught did. Okay. They're like, we looked you up on YouTube, Mr. Jonda.
It's still on YouTube?
Yeah. It won an award. But I didn't win the award because, like, I didn't make it. The journalist girl made it.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I saw that girl one time. So this girl made it. She was a journalism student, and then she worked at Framebridge HQ. Do you know what that is?
Framebridge, it's like, I don't know.
They can do, like, a gallery wall for, like, $18 million.
Sure.
I'll do it for free. It won't be good. Nothing will be lined up.
There will be two pictures.
You'll have to fix it.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll do this instead.
We have two pictures for you. One is vaguely a globe, and one is vaguely flowers.
Disco ball.
Oh, duh.
This is a disco ball. I think a gay guy that likes the disco balls is a red flag.
You're saying this about yourself?
Well, I'm not all green flag all day. Like, I got my flag.
But that's the biggest green flag about you.
That self-awareness.
Is self-awareness.
No, that's true. I just think oftentimes, do you want to know, this is the darkest thing I'm ever going to say.
Say it.
I think sometimes disco balls, it's like gay guys finding this thing that they think is beautiful, but it's not really beautiful. It's not really anything. It's just like a piece of shiny thing. Mm. It's not sad or happy. It's just a thing that they can like latch onto and make their personality. And it's like, no, who are you?
In what way are the gay guys making disco balls their personalities?
No.
I believe you. I'm asking for more.
Are like, okay, you're totally right. They are putting them in their house. They're putting them in their Instagram bios. Mm. They're like kind of like collecting disco balls.
They're in like, it's part of their aesthetic.
Yes. Okay. It becomes like their whole thing.
Sure.
They're like, no one gets me what this disco ball does. Mm. But it's like fake beauty. And it's like, you know what? I got you.
Gotcha. But it wasn't.
Sit with this.
I'll sit with it.
Sit with
it. I'm sat with it.
That my boys club is disco ball.
I love that. Wait, I had another boys club for you today. Something. Oh, I was in Texas recently. I guess we can talk about that.
Austin.
I was in Austin. And lot of really interesting people in that town.
Did you stay in a hotel or an Airbnb?
Airbnb. And
did you go to the gym?
Nope.
That's good.
But last time I was in LA, I was near, I told you this, last time I was in LA, I was near Barry's WeHo, which feels like where, like,
I'm scared of that.
The scariest gay guys must be.
I think Barry's is so scary. Barry's WeHo really does sound kind of like a nightmare.
Like, I feel like that's got to be the epicenter of, like the ultimate, like, scary. Insta-gay.
But what we
gay.
Support is Barry's Anchorage, because we think something like Barry's Anchorage is actually a service to the community.
Barry's in Anchorage, Alaska. Barry's
because that's
in
kind of
Lincoln,
bringing
Nebraska.
Gay guys together in a place where they might not already feel always feel loved.
Yes. And how many gay guys do you think are at Barry's Anchorage? Actually, any of our Anchorage listeners, write in. We'd love to know.
Whereas Barry's WeHo, it's more like, I think the gay guys here are fine.
Yeah.
I think the gay guys here feel pretty good.
God, I bet it's so stressed. I wonder if you have a better workout if you're all stressed like that, or if it's actually worse for you.
Better. I feel like when you're kind of in a class where you're like, I'm going to have to take my shirt off here, it's kind of like hot. You're like,
really wanting to work
your
hard.
Your form's on
you
point.
You know, honestly, maybe my tune has changed with this a little bit, because I think it would give me more.
No, it's kind of the best.
Zhuzh.
It's actually kind of the best.
Okay.
It's nice. That's why when I go to SoulCycle, which I haven't done in for so long because I don't think we're supposed to do cardio, I like to ride sidebar. That's the exhibitionist bike. Because so imagine there's a podium.
Oh, I thought you meant side saddle. I was like, how does that even
What's
work?
What's that? Like a sidecar? You'll come let you ride side saddle.
I'm like... I'm on your handlebars.
They should have that, and then I could be a dad, and then I could have a baby that rides side saddle.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Sidebar is your, so like, it's
you're
a whole
on the
group,
side of the
and
side.
You're, yes. Mm. So people are like looking at
they're
you.
They're kind
of
seeing you. Gotcha. That's a
like
hot
that.
Beach area.
Yeah, that's
do you have to reserve
beach.
That?
No.
You got to get there early.
You just like, kind of, so like I would only be able, because I did like drop in, so I'd only be able to go if there's like an open bike. That often would be the open bike that is there. Because
gotcha.
People don't really like.
Fucking afraid.
Yeah, they're like scared to be looked at. And it's like, what's the point of any of this? If you're not being looked at. Crazy.
Yeah, not like, you know, cardiovascular health or anything.
Wait, so you were in Austin and then you went to
yes.
LA?
Yes, I was in Austin. I was at South by Southwest Film Festival. Shout out.
Did you
She's
see
the
any
he.
People other than you?
Yes, Michael Bay.
Of Transformers?
Yeah.
Was he nice?
Well, he looked, I didn't recognize him at first.
Did he say, hey, I'm Michael Bay?
No, other people recognized him, but he just looked like any other guy that was just kind of eccentric.
Oh,
yeah.
Straight man.
I think so.
Great.
Yeah. He had a woman with him who seemed to be a sort of younger,
I knew that
where
that was
lover.
Interesting.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so I saw him.
I think so.
Not sure. She had was sizable in the front and the rear.
Amazing.
Yeah. In a way that seemed altered by a doctor. No shade. Same here.
Same here. Same all here.
Anyway, I didn't see anybody else famous, but I did see Friendship, the new movie with Tim Robinson and Paul Rudd.
Was it funny?
Very funny.
I love Paul Rudd.
I really liked it. I thought it was really funny, and it's very succinct. Actually, you know who directed it? Is the same guy that directed, this guy Andrew DeYoung, who directed John Early and Caper Lance Peacock.
Oh, interesting.
Special. Yeah.
That's so, what an interesting man.
I know.
Wait, so is this a, it's not a rom, not a rom-com?
No, it's a, it was described as a breakup story between two adult male friends.
Oh, I love it
but
already.
But like new friends. They're like, they meet and they hit it off and then Tim Robinson does something crazy and then they like have a falling out because of it.
That's funny.
It's really funny.
A breakup story.
Yeah.
Nothing's ever described as that, a breakup movie.
Yeah, so. Check it out. But yeah, so I did that, and I was down there for a movie I was in called She's a He. Shout out. People have been on my Instagram asking when that's coming out. I don't know. So check out my Instagram to hear more about it.
But if you gave $93,000,
you could see.
Somehow that would help.
Mm-hmm.
Probably, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, you could see a lot more from us. But yeah, it was great, and shout out to that Trans as Hell movie that I was in. It was great.
When
was
people
awesome.
Were taking your picture, how'd you know where to look?
Because there were only like a couple cameras, so it was like right here. It wasn't like a mazillion.
Oh, it was like when my aunt takes pictures of the family.
Kind of. I mean, there were multiple like professional photographers there, but it was like, it wasn't like, Nico, over here.
When I'm in a family, an extended family photo, and it's like someone who I don't trust with the lighting as the camera, I actually squat and hide my head because it's like we're pre-fame, we're public facing people.
We can't have that out there.
I'm just not going to give you pictures of me to put on your. Facebook for people.
For God knows who.
For the haters.
For God knows who.
Yeah. Not doing that.
Yeah.
If I don't control the lighting, we should only allow ourselves to be in situations where we control the lighting.
Mm-hmm.
We're God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually it.
Yeah. I think that's a good resolution for...
And it's kind of like, I'm trying to do a favor for everybody in this picture. Like, I'm trying to help all of you. Like, none of you look good right now.
It's like, get out of this. You guys have to understand, professional photos are lit. Edited.
This is hard work.
Yeah.
This is a queer person's job.
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah. That's fair. How was your brown suit?
It was beautiful. I loved it.
Suit Supply?
Yes. Wait, that was the other boys club I was going to tell you about. Okay. I think we probably talked about this before, but I went to Suit Supply, which is always a little embarrassing to say.
Why?
That's just such a
dumb name.
They
should get a different name.
I know.
Because it honestly sounds like Men's Warehouse.
Exactly. Well, this is what I wanted to bring up because it actually, they sell really nice stuff there.
Yeah,
and my suit is beautiful. I love, it's like a nice Italian suit. And it's like, they sell really like high-end stuff there.
Yeah.
And they sell like a range of things. But it's called Suit Supply. And
dumb as fuck.
Really hard to you know, take yourself seriously and tell somebody
you've got
something.
Consider a rebrand. Consider literally. Changing your name to Indochino too. Indochino.
Indochino.
Have you been there?
Yes.
Is that okay? Compare Indochino and Suit Supply.
I feel like Indochino is similar, maybe a little bit less high end, but I don't know for sure.
Interesting.
But then, like, yeah, like Men's Warehouse. It's like
bad.
This is Men's Warehouse. This is Suit Supply. It's like if you don't tell men exactly what it is, they'll
get
lost.
Suit Supply and Men's Warehouse do sound this like they sound like they're comparable, but they're just not.
Yeah, Joseph A. Bank. Oh, it's a bank. Gotcha.
By
it's
that.
Suits. Yeah. Like it's so dumb.
I think Suit Supply should go by something like Italian, like Gucci.
And they can't. Yeah, take Gucci. That's for sale. And they can't even do like Suit
Pucci
or Supply a Pucci. A Suchi.
Any name from like Sopranos is what they should call themselves.
Yeah, they should call themselves
Big Pussy.
Big Pussy.
Is that what that person's name
yes.
was?
Yes.
I fell off, but I should get back. Carmella.
Carmella.
Carmella's.
Honestly, that would be great. But yeah, my suit was great. I got so
well,
all in all
you
it was great.
Had a brown suit and so did Andrew Garfield at the Oscars.
Did so yeah, that's pretty much same
I know
because
I need to buy a suit and I was thinking about getting a brown suit, but then I was like, well then I'm literally just like taking your haircut and like your suit and all of it.
No,
so,
please
like,
get a brown
crazy.
Suit. I don't care.
Or a blue suit.
Blue
one
suits
of the
are
two.
Nice too. I think having a brown suit is a nice it's like
it's different.
It's different, but it's also very it's elegant. And you
it's
can dress it up, you can
but
dress
it's not
it down.
Loud. Like I don't like loud. I don't
yeah.
like. Colorful.
I had a nice. I had like a mesh, crochet like knit underneath
yeah.
that kind of gave it a little bit more of the.
Where did
of
you
the
get
sound.
That from?
Also, Suit Supply.
They sold that.
They sold that. That's what I'm telling you. They have a they have like good stuff there, but it's just it's interesting.
They do.
You can come try it on. I bet you. I think you would.
I'll stretch it.
I really don't think.
Now we're fighting. What's crazy is that I thought I was insulting me, and you probably thought I was insulting. We're both kind of insulted by what I've suggested here. Like, no one got what they wanted out of that.
Nobody wins. Everybody's getting fried in that one sentence.
That's really disturbing.
It's like we don't even need our own haters. We can be our own.
Nothing that you can comment is as worse as what we can say ourselves.
And ain't that the truth? And ain't that the truth?
Wait, but sometimes I do go on their website to see, because they always have all these outfits assembled, like not even yeah. suits, and be like, okay, that shirt is probably expensive, but you can like the vibe is nice. And
yeah,
I can find it as like Zara probably has it
for sure. You can definitely get good inspiration there. And honestly, if I wasn't going to something that I felt like I just wanted to get something I really knew worked, because I was going to be photographed, I maybe would have found something a little bit less expensive than I went with.
But at the same time, here's the thing. Like, I wore an H&M suit to my cousin's wedding. Sorry. And then I wore a Suit Supply suit to New Orleans.
Yeah.
And I looked a lot better in New Orleans than at my cousin's wedding.
Yeah.
It does make a difference.
To quote some man who told me, think about a suit. You want to make sure it fits. And
these people are not going to give us $93,000 if they hear what we're doing with it. But that's not what that's for.
We're trying to pay a couple gaffers. Okay, well, should we, anything else we got to say before we wrap it up?
Guys, thank you so much for what you've done, what you've thought, what you've said, what you've listened.
And what you continue to do as listeners of Boys Club. Our live show is this Thursday.
Our live show is this Thursday. Nico's going to be in, where are you?
I'm going to be in Atlanta.
Nico's in Atlanta, so he's going to FaceTime in. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, you can call me on Thursday.
I'm happy to do that.
You can FaceTime if you want to FaceTime.
If it's going bad, I might just FaceTime.
Yeah,
you.
Just call me
just
in.
Do a set,
and I'll do a quick.
That's crazy. It's like we don't even need to travel anymore.
Your Allison O'Connor is guest hosting.
Allison O'Connor's guest hosting. She's a lesbian, and it's the show's two lesbians, four gay guys.
I thought you were gonna say a legend.
She's a legend. Too. She's a legend. George Severus, Gio has been on this show. He's not mad at me. Mm-hmm. And Charlie Flynn
also been on the show. Big roles coming up for Charlie Flynn.
And yes. And Alex Kim, who we should get on this.
Also, yeah, we should get him on the pod. Also, big roles coming up for Alex Kim.
Amazing.
So.
Oh my God, you're totally right.
So,
oh my God.
Pretty
and
exciting
then
stuff.
Jessica. And if you give us money, a big role coming up. Or,
yes.
But if not, then no.
Yes, then nothing for there. Yeah, so other than that.
Please be careful.
Be careful. And send this friend to a friend. Check out our live show in New York every month this week and following months after this. Follow us on YouTube. Follow us on Instagram. We're going to get around to a TikTok one of these days. We're just, you know, going to put all our clips out. And if you see the clips, you know, even if you don't care about it, send it to a friend. Apparently, if you SMS text, meaning you text it to a friend, it does even more numbers for you.
Really?
Better engagement than sending it in-app.
Why?
Because it takes somebody who wasn't in the app into the app.
Oh, my God.
Mic drop.
Who told you this? A software engineer.
A social media manager.
In my software engineer era.
I can give you information about this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we'll talk offline. All right, boys. You have been wonderful. This has been another episode of Boys Club, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.